In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Todd Staples, Texas Commissioner of Agriculture. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
1 in 7 Texans are employed in some form of agriculture. We're very excited about that. Obviously, with a downturn in our nation's economy, ag producers in Texas are suffering just like producers all over our country. And we want to continue to use science and research to allow our producers to be productive. We want to find impediments for agribusiness so they can continue to invest and bring jobs to our state. And we also know that expanding international markets is a key component for profitability for all American ag producers.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
With the depressed prices that producers are looking at today, it's creating some real challenges for them. Fortunately, fuel prices have come down, and hopefully they'll stay down this year, and fertilizer prices will follow. In Texas, we have critical water issues affecting our producers.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We have 16 eradication zones for our boll weevil eradication foundation that's been phenomenally successful. But with some heavy rains in areas and with the hurricanes that we've faced in Texas, we have 3 zones that have unique challenges today. My department is working with the boll weevil foundation and requesting some additional resources so that we can invest and maintain the good things that's been conducted. We also appreciate the National Cotton Council's work with USDA working with Mexico. Sharing an international border, it creates some unique circumstances that not all states have to face. And we know that the work being done in Mexico helps Texas producers, which in turn helps all producers across the nation.